From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Herman Cain is once again rejecting allegations of sexual harassment. The Republican presidential candidate has been accused of making unwanted advances toward several female employees and toward a woman seeking job advice back in the 1990s. At that time, he was head of the National Restaurant Association. Cain held a news conference this afternoon to defend himself. Meanwhile, today, NPR had new details about a woman who received a cash settlement from the Restaurant Association. NPR's Tamara Keith is here. And Tamara, first, the accusations from the woman from Chicago yesterday were very explicit. What has Mr. Cain said about those allegations?
In short, he's saying he doesn't remember the woman who made the allegations, Sharon Bialik. Yesterday, she held a press conference in New York where she described a night out with Cain in Washington, where she talked to him about finding a job. And then on the way back to her hotel, she says he pulled the car over and made an unwanted sexual advance. And here's some tape of Cain at his press conference talking about this.
I tried to remember if I recognized her, and I didn't. I tried to remember if I remembered that name, and I didn't. The charges and the accusations I absolutely reject. They simply didn't happen.
And he said he would even be willing to take a lie detector test and that he is absolutely not dropping out.
He's not saying this was a misunderstanding or she's saying nothing of this sort happened at all.
Nothing of this sort.
Now,
no memory.
NPR is also reporting today new details about the woman who last week issued an anonymous statement through her lawyer. She's no longer anonymous.
We know her name, and it is Karen Krauthaar. She's 55 years old, does communications work for the U.S. Treasury Department. She lives in suburban Maryland with her husband, has been married for 26 years. And now she's saying that she would like to, or would at least be open to, a joint press conference with the other women who have complained about sexual harassment by Herman Cain.
Until today, she had said she didn't want to speak publicly about this.
And now she says that she might be open to it.
Now, a lot of people have been using the phrase, where there's smoke, there's fire. There are four women who've claimed in different ways that he harassed them. How does he explain that?
He says his best explanation is that some people don't want a businessman, a non-politician like himself, to be president.
Some people don't want to see Herman Cain get the Republican nomination, and some people don't want Herman Cain to become president of the United States of America.
He implied there was a liberal conspiracy, though later in the press conference he said he had no proof of that.
The machine to keep a businessman out of the White House is going to be relentless.
That was Herman Cain at his news conference today. We should point out that some Democratic consultants have said, no. Herman Cain is the man we'd like to see as the Republican nominee for president. They'd regard him as the weakest candidate to oppose. They would say, why would we be engineering problems for him?
Well, and even Herman Cain in the past blamed Republicans, and now he's blaming Democrats. The attorney for the woman who came out yesterday has made donations to Democrats over the years.
This controversy has been going on now for 10 days. And poll after poll shows that Herman Cain is still near the front of the Republican pack. What are Republicans saying about this?
Well, every Republican strategist I've spoken to says Herman Cain is absolutely handling this miserably, that he needed to come forward and clear the air long ago, and he didn't. And yet he's like Teflon. And I spoke to several of his donors today, and they say that largely they plan to stand behind him. They don't trust the media.
Okay. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith.